Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Someone keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face?
Liar!
Let us do the dirty work for you.
Do it now!
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Wednesday.
C-104.
All right, Dirty Work Wednesday brought to you by our friend Gordon Zed, attorney at law. Get your dirty work handled at zedlaw.com. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Melanie.
Hey, Melanie, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Yeah, so I would like to find out if my husband cheated on me with another woman who was on his trip he took last week.
Oh, okay. Well, I certainly hope that's not the case. What's your husband's name?
It's Jason.
Okay, and you said he took a trip last week?
Yeah, to Detroit.
Oh, That's my hometown. What was he doing up there?
Well, he has this company, and they were making this pitch to Chrysler up there, and he was just, like, part of the team that was sent to do it.
I got you. Okay. So I'm guessing he's probably in sales then?
Yeah. He represents the marketing side of the company.
So. Nice.
Okay. So he went up there last week, and you think it was while he was gone that he cheated?
I'm thinking maybe probably at his hotel.
Okay. What makes you think he cheated? Like, has he been acting differently, kind of suspicious?
Yes, there's that. And I found out that there was this woman who he told me was not going on the trip, and she actually did go.
Red
flag.
So
I'm like, okay, he lied to me about that.
And this woman that went, does she work with him?
Yeah, and okay, I cannot stand this woman, and he knows that.
Okay, so hence the lie then. How did you find out he was lying about that?
Well, you know, we were chit-chatting when he got back, and he kind of just like let it slip, and he was telling me about the presentation, and he accidentally said her name, and I was like, oh, I thought that she wasn't going on this trip, and he looks like he got caught in the lie, right?
Yeah.
So he tried to seem the story like, oh, I never said that, but I heard it. It was too late.
So this other woman accompanied him on this trip then?
Yeah, it was this past week, and then I found out more evidence when I was doing his laundry.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. What evidence did you find in the laundry? Like a little lipstick on the collar, perhaps?
No. Oh, my God. This is so awkward.
Uh-oh.
Say there was another kind of stain, and it was not on his collar.
Oh, God. Oh.
Oh, wow. Oh, God, that's nasty.
I know.
So you found, I don't even think I want to know what you found.
No.
I probably don't. And it's just like, not to get too gross, but, you know, I was concerned. So I did examine it kind of closely. Like, you know, I like looked at it closely. I smelled it. You know, like.
Oh!
I wasn't crazy.
Okay, well, you're crazy though. Yeah, that's true. But I just don't know if you're wrong. That's the point. So, all right. So listen, you said his hotel was in Detroit, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, well, no. It wasn't in Detroit. There was a different city. God, I can't remember. It was the city that started with D. Also, it was.
Was it, let me ask, was it probably Dearborn?
Yes. That was it.
Okay. Too bad you didn't call us earlier. I could have my mom drive 15 minutes and go knock on his hotel room or something. So, okay. And do you know what type of hotel it was?
Yeah, it was the Radisson.
Okay, perfect. So, and what days was he actually there? Do you remember?
He got there on Thursday and then he flew back on Friday.
Okay, great. So listen, sit tight. I'm going to need his phone number from you so you can give it to Shag, and then we'll call him when we come back, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, good morning. I'm trying to reach Mr. Jason Nair, please.
This is Jason.
Hi, Jason. My name is Jack Harlow. I'm calling from the Dearborn Radisson. I hope I'm not bothering you, but the reason I called is because one of our room attendants found a woman's earring under the bed in your room that you stayed at last week, and we wanted to let you know in case someone in your party was looking for it that it was recovered.
And you said it was a woman's earring?
Yes. So, I mean, not yours, obviously, but we thought maybe someone in your party may have lost it.
Actually, hang on. I could put you on with her right now.
Oh.
Just hold on. Hold on a second.
Sure, no problem.
Hey, it's the hotel. I think they found her. You want
yourself? Hello.
Hi, this is Jack Harlow from the Dearborn Radisson. I think we found an earring that belongs to you.
I don't think I lost one.
Oh, okay. We weren't sure. We found it under the bed.
Yeah, I don't remember losing an earring. What does it look like?
It's a small gold hoop, and it's kind of a redstone accent to it.
No, that's not mine. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's why. Would you mind handing us over back to Mr. again, please?
Yeah, sure. No problem. Hang on. I don't know what they're talking about.
Hello?
Yeah, sorry about the confusion, Mr. We thought it was her earring because she said she stayed in the same room as you during your visit. I apologize for the mix-up.
Not sure, no problem.
By the way, while I've got you on the phone, did you enjoy your stay with us?
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, super. And your presentation went well?
Yeah, actually, yeah, it did. You guys did your homework. How'd you know about that?
Oh, the presentation? Actually, your wife told us about it. You remember her, right? Your wife?
Yeah, you remember your wife, the one you lied to and said that wasn't coming on the trip? And then you apparently spent the night with her? Jason, what? Are you shy now? You feel like telling the truth now?
Truth about what?
The truth that you and her, what happened in your hotel room?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Let me help get you started, okay? So you lied to me about her coming on the trip, and then you did a presentation, and you thought it went really well, so you celebrated a little too much, you got drunk, she came up to your room, and then what? Do you want me to keep going? You want me to tell you the rest?
I have no idea what you are talking about. You know that?
Okay.
You don't
fine,
know what you're talking
fine. About. I'm going to give you one last chance to tell the truth about everything, you understand? You have one chance, and you're on the radio right now.
Well, what do you want me to say? I didn't do anything.
Okay, goodbye, Jason.
Oh, Melanie is gone. Hey, Jason?
Yes?
Hey, man, so to kind of clue you in here a little, this isn't actually the hotel. This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. Right now, you're on Dirty Work Wednesday. Melanie asked us to call you to find out if this other person was in your room. That's
great. Hey, listen, thanks for ruining my marriage. I really appreciate that.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Didn't you do that when you had this other woman in your room?
The whole team was in my room. We worked on the presentation the night before. We did it in my room. She didn't spend the night or anything.
Okay, so why didn't you just say that?
Because I shouldn't have to. You guys have no idea. My wife is f***ing crazy, and now you just gave her a reason to think I cheated.
Okay, but lying about your female coworker joining you on the trip, that didn't give her a reason already?
I lied because if I told her the truth, she probably would have booked her own flight and f***ing followed us here. I'm telling you, you guys have no idea that... Like, this is a whole mess I gotta deal with. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Wow.
Language alert. Sorry, I should have told you. Language alert.
Gosh.
Okay.
It sounds, I don't know.
All right, listen. I know that I am the naive person on the show. And I am always the one who's wrong. But does anybody believe this guy? I kind of do.
Yeah, there's definitely potential to that.
Shaggy's shaking his head.
But he should have said that out the gate. Regardless, if he already knows that she's a nut and I don't know.
He said she's crazy, right?
Mm-hmm. They always say that about us. We're all crazy.
Yeah, when we get caught, you're crazy, right?
I lied because if I told her the truth, she probably would have booked her own flight and followed us here.
Yeah, said she's crazy. But then again, we all thought she was crazy when she smelled the
pants.
Yeah,
she shouldn't have to. You guys have no idea. My wife is f***ing crazy, and now you just gave her a reason to think I cheated.
All right, so here's what's going on. Either he's right, he didn't cheat, and she is crazy.
Correct.
Or she's right, and
he cheated.
Or both. She is crazy, but he still cheated. That doesn't change the fact that he cheated.
Right.
What a mess.
What do you think here?
Oh, man.
It's in the middle. It's in the middle. Yeah.
The text line's all on one side. Everyone on text is on one side.
All right.
Okay.
Let's not say it yet.
Okay.
All right. Because she sounded a little crazy to me. Can I say that now?
Well, the smelling part is when I took
smelled
a turn.
His underwear.
Right. Being like, but smelling, no. I don't know.
All right. Well, we'd love to hear from you this morning. If you're listening this morning to Dirty Work Wednesday and you're not doing anything, call us. We'd love to talk to you this morning.
I typically side with the woman. I'm like, I cheated, but I don't know.
I'm curious if you're listening this morning how that sounded on the air. Because to me in the studio, it sounded like he wasn't lying. She's crazy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.